America tonight. Welcome to the show. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country. And right off the bat, I couldn't hear, so we're going to let you hear her again. Senator Dianne Feinstein, I know. Here's what she had to say about voting on Syria.
Yes, it's enough for me.
Yes, it's enough for her. Short, sweet, and to the point. It's probably why I missed that at the top. All right, so here's the thing. She's one of the lone voters saying yes. I shouldn't say lone voters because there are people that are backing Obama. But so it seems the idea to have Congress going along with the president isn't one that is realistic, perhaps. He is close to what could be a catastrophic blowback from Congress. Now, they're not even back until next week. We've got, at this point, aides running around. I talked to somebody today who said that of the members of the House, so forget the Senate for a second, right now it's looking as though 204, or give or take, representatives are against authorizing the use of military force against Syria. That compares to 24 in favor and 143 undecided. How about that? And 48 of the undecided representatives are Republicans, pretty much what I'm getting from the conversations that I've had. So Feinstein is a definite yes, boom, that's it. But there's lots of undecideds, and part of this is because the constituents, meaning you and me, in the burbs, we don't want it. So because so many people in America don't want to go to war in any form, Congress is not so blatantly going to sign off on this as was originally thought. What we believe the plan will be, we don't know because there's been no stated intention, is a cruise missile barrage at Assad. And that may go on for 3 months and then that's it. So what happens once that happens, that goes on, and then we leave? Is that going to change the Assad regime? Well, no. So why would we spend $1.5 million for Tomahawk missile one to do this, and how are we helping the people who are victims of the crimes of Assad against humanity? It's, I guess we're not doing that, right? And is it our job to go it alone and do this? If Congress doesn't approve it, then does the president back off? No, I think he still goes forward, which would mean he would really be going it alone. And wouldn't that be big trouble? Boehner and Eric Cantor both say in the House that they back it up, that they're all for it. But it's looking like many of the people that they thought they had in their back pocket are saying, forget about it, we're not going in that direction. So why bring this up at the top? Because tick, 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 the clock is running out on this. Once the full Congress gets back next week, I think there's going to be a bunch of debate, but then a big push here to make something happen as soon as possible, right? Because already, let's face it, come on, Assad's already tipped off. We know that. Chemical weapons and going after chemical weapons, of course. Because of all the chatter, the conversation, it's out there. We know. I mean, we've given them the playbook. The ships are ready. Drones, hello. It's not a secret. Right at the top, before I even give you the menu, we are going to take our leadoff man. Let's go to Jeff, listening to us in Washington State. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hi, Kate. How are you doing tonight?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Oh, not much. I was just kind of chime in on the you're talking about how waiters and waitresses get their tips taken out of their paychecks.
Yeah.
I can totally vouch for that. I'm a cook at a restaurant, and I see it every day, and it's just, you know, they're working for those tips. They're putting on them smiles and their sore legs and their sore backs, and they're running around the floor, and the state just takes it away, you know. It's just another way that they're sticking it to us, and I don't know. I'm irritated. I'm tired of everything, but that was just the main reason. I've been listening to your show for a long time, and I haven't really called in before, but that kind of struck it there because, I do see that all the time.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm glad you called, and so we'll tell everybody who just jumped on to America Tonight that the IRS is changing the rules. So now forget about this reporting the tips. It's got to be rolled into the payroll, and that's going to change the whole game for waiters and waitresses. And ultimately what happens to them, they're going to end up with less money because now the government's saying, okay, there's underreporting of tips, basically, and they want to go after people, and they want to go after the restaurant. The restaurant will be affected. They'll have to pass it on to the people who come in. So that's not good. It could affect, depending on how much things go up and everything, it affects the people coming in. It affects the people, like you say, with the smiles, exhausted, waiting on people. And, you know, it's a living. It's an honest living, but it's a hard living, and you don't get paid in pure salary. You don't get paid a lot.
Yeah, that's true. And at my work, especially, the waitresses, some of them have been there for 4 or 5 years, and they're still at the state minimum wage. The only time they get a raise is when the state minimum wage goes up. And the cooks and even the dishwashers, you know, they get higher raises based on how well they do their job and their reliability and punctuality and all that. The waitresses get judged on that as well, but they still get all that money taken out. Every cent that they get through their credit card tips is counted through the state system, because we have an electronic system that all runs through. I'm sure it goes to the IRS and God only knows who else, you know. It's just crazy that the state can gouge anybody any way they can, and it's, I don't know. It's time we start binding together and just tell them, you know, we've had enough. I don't know what's wrong with people. I go around, I'm pretty active politically. I talk to a lot of people about a lot of different issues, and I call Congress and senators and all the federal initial agencies that you can think of. I've called them all, and I've done that. And people don't want to believe that our government is out of control. They don't want to consider the fact that they were raised believing that the government cares about them. They don't want to look back and say, oh, my God, mm-hmm. You know. It's like they've got their blinders on, and they don't want to take them off. And it's just crazy, and so many people I've talked to, well, maybe I just haven't found my trigger that sets me off. And I'm saying, you know, we got the government putting fluoride in our water, GMOs in our food. I mean, the Chinese people have to chain up their children because they can't afford child care.
Oh, no kidding, Jeff. We're up against it, but I feel your pain. And bravo to Jeff, because he said the magic words that I said the second that I started doing this show. He contacts everyone. He's active. He's trying to make a difference. He's trying to get people to listen, because it is still power to the people. Trust me. And I'm going to tell you why that holds up next on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Rocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Washington, and you know, he was prompted to pick up the phone and call us here on America Tonight because he heard what I was saying about the IRS and what they're doing now as far as clamping down on people with underreported tips at restaurants. So, you know, here's the scoop. They say the IRS can use a reasonable estimate of tips received by employees to calculate a restaurant's share of FICA taxes, and that's due to a Supreme Court ruling from before, which allowed the IRS to throw an additional $23,000 against a San Francisco restaurant for taxes on underreported tips, especially those paid in cash. So that kicked open the door for this. So now we're talking about, how this affects the 2 million plus waiters and waitresses across the United States. It's because the IRS is now really focusing in on collecting the FICA, and it's also new ways for looking at taxes for employees, tips and for employees, and looking at that's the other twist in this thing that's been thrown in here. Now it's also the employers and saying that they have to roll that in. Like, what they really want to see happen is you have an automatic gratuity on the bill. So it's our automatically 15%, 18%, 20%. I mean, I'll tell you, I tip 20% because I feel like if I can't go out, then I shouldn't, unless somebody was just horrific or something, because I was a waitress when I was in school. I know what that was like. And I see, and I've seen it with other people I know, what happens. And if some, I think they deserve it because I know they're getting no money. So now, how screwed up is all of that? And that's going to affect a ton of people because you're dipping even further into their wallets. Why is it always the so-called middle, we're protecting the middle class, baloney. You're not protecting the middle class, and it's going to affect the restaurant owners and what they're going to do. Already, healthcare is doing that with some, because they're being required a certain amount of hours. Before it was like, okay, hey, this guy's struggling, his kid's sick, he wants some more hours, we're going to switch our hours around. Now they're saying they have to be really diligent about the hours because they're going to come after them for the whole health insurance thing. So there's two ways that waiters and waitresses and restaurants are going to be affected by new IRS changes. It's a bummer. It is a bummer because I know people in situations where they're putting themselves through school, they're helping the family, they're doing whatever. It doesn't even matter. It's a service industry job, and sometimes it's a thankless job because of some of the things that happen at restaurants. You know the old joke about, waiter, there's a fly in my soup, and because some of the people are so ridiculous. All right, so Jeff there, what he said that I got excited about is the fact that he mentioned that he's politically active. Because, hey, I write congresspeople, senators, whatever. Bravo. I say this, and I invite everybody who listens to this show. If you don't know who your representatives are, just shoot me an email at americatonight.net. I'll send you their email. I'll send you their phone number. That's who you have to go to, because elected people want to be reelected. They want to know what their constituents are thinking because they want to be able to win again. Congressman Michael Grimm, who's a friend of the show, he's been on the show many times. He represents a district in New York. And I like Michael because I feel I've met him a few times. We first met him at the primaries, but the reason for bringing him up is because I feel he's as honest to me as a politician can be, and he's willing to say if he's screwed up or made a mistake or whatever, and I think that's why they like him, the people that he represents. So the people that he represents don't like this whole thing about Syria, and they have been bombarding his office with emails and calls and everything else. He initially said, hey, he's a Republican out of New York. He initially said he was going to vote yes for a war action on Syria. And now he's saying, I'm sorry, I've had a change of heart. No, no, no. And he's saying he thought about it. He listened to what the people said to him and listened hard and realized, hey, if we throw a bunch of missiles at a cost to us, at whatever the cost is, but we're ultimately pulling back from that, what are we doing to change the lives of the people in Syria anyway, and at what cost to us? And this is what the people I represent say. So I am listening, and I feel the same way in examining this further and talking to a few more people and getting some more intel. And if the people weren't, first of all, leaning on him, I don't know that he would have looked into it a little bit further, running around all over the place, looking at votes for immigration, reform, all that other kind of stuff, and yes, paying heavy attention to Syria, but now he's armed with more facts from his people of how they feel. So how about that? Bravo. And you can do the same thing. It's just that easy. So part of the question that hangs in the balance is this historic vote coming out. But that's next week, because then we're going to find out ultimately what's going to happen. But people with all kinds of sources, my sources, checking on my sources, looking at the Washington Post and other people who have polled some of the people on the Hill that have been around and others that they have contact with, it's not looking as good as originally thought. You know, the day after Boehner, and you had Boehner and you had McCain and you had Lindsey Graham, the day after all those people did the Lilith Fair circuit at the White House, when they left, it seemed, wow, it's a done deal. They're going to rally the troops, and it's looking really good. This is what we have to do. We've got to go in, and we're going to back the president on this, and blah, 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 blah. But it's not looking good. It doesn't look like they're going to necessarily, especially in the House, get the votes that they want to see. So then the president would have to go it alone, really, with no allies and no backing from Congress, if that, in fact, is what happens. Of course, they have to take the vote, and the vote could be different than we think. I mean, we're, even with sources and talking to people, it's not a definite. It's not a definite, but it's not looking good. And I think the biggest problem, if I had a vote in this, the first thing I would say is, what is the plan? There is no plan. There wasn't a plan. There wasn't a plan back when we're talking about the red line. Okay, here's my red line. If there's a use of chemical weapons, I'm done. I'm gonna go in. We're gonna do something. But there was no plan about that. There's no blueprint. So it's disturbing that once again we're talking about the same thing. You know, we have no contingency plan. We have no roadmap to this. That's not great leadership. What's the roadmap? Tell us you're developing the roadmap and you've been developing it in the basement for 2 years. I don't know. It's just tipping the scales in the wrong direction. And the chemical weapons falling into the wrong hands? They're falling into a bunker somewhere, buried at this point. So here we are in the quicksand in the Middle East trying to sort it all out. We never correctly sorted it out. Iraq, Afghanistan, and now lobbing what? Missiles into Syria? Or is there some other plot that we don't know about? What's the plan? What's the plan, Jan? Remember that old saying? There is no plan, and that's the problem. So how do you vote yes on this? How do you vote yes on this? The answer is, how can you vote yes on this? And I think more and more, and time is showing that yes vote is not going to be there. Do we need to stay out of the Middle East on this one, or do we need to step in? The handling of it is quite frankly ridiculous, but we've seen this play before, haven't we? All right, really excited about guests coming up next. Dr. Robert Reneker talking about brains. He's on the cutting edge of some unbelievable research. Listen to Dr. Reneker, because I think it's going to be life-changing for a lot of people. Stay with us.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Very pleased to welcome to the show, he's in our virtual green room right now, Dr. Robert Reniker, and he does something that I think is fascinating. He's a department head of biomedical engineering, and this is at UTD, and they're doing some wild or cutting-edge research, I would say, on the brain. How often have we talked about the brain on this show? And they're taking a different approach, kind of an entrepreneurial approach, to solving medical issues with the brain. Dr. Reniker, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So as you approach this, did I do a good job in describing that? Tell us about the research, the way you're approaching your research on the brain.
So what we know is that the brain is extremely pliable or flexible. It can be modified with learning and behavior. In fact, everything that you've learned, everything that you are, is all stored in your brain somehow. And what we're doing is we're tapping into that ability to learn and to reorganize to treat neurological conditions. And we're partnering with clinicians and companies to develop technologies and therapies that we can move rapidly from the benchtop in our labs to a clinical setting where we're actually doing clinical trials.
Wow. And so the kinds of things that you're working to help patients with, is it things like patients, for example, who have lost a limb?
Yeah, so what we know is that, say you listen to your iPod too loud and you have damage to your ear, you're going to have a lack of input from that part of your ear to your brain. That part of your brain is going to be sitting there going, I don't have any information coming in, so the surrounding regions are going to move in, and they're going to become hyper-excited, and it's going to generate something called tinnitus, which is the perception of a sound when there's no sound there. And what we do is we have a therapy we've developed where it shrinks that area back down to reduce tinnitus. And there's a similar thing that happens with an amputation. So when a patient loses a limb, there's a lack of input from where that limb was. That part of the brain that usually processes that information says, hey, there's no input, the surrounding regions move in, and you get something called phantom limb pain. And so the therapy is designed to be able to reorganize and reshape the brain to treat the bad plasticity that occurred after the accident. And at the same time, we're developing therapies for things like stroke, where if you have a loss of part of your brain, maybe we can move functions of your brain from one area to another to help you regain some function in your arm that was lost due to that stroke. So there's, you can imagine there's a wide range of applications for this since we are our brains.
I'll tell you, one area, too, and I don't know if this is something down the road for you, but as you know, Doc, it's such a big problem, Alzheimer's, dementia. Any possibility of using technology in your research to work in this direction eventually?
So we are actually doing some knockout models in animals where you basically genetically modify the animals so they get those disorders. And we're looking at, I don't know that we can actually prevent them from occurring, but we may be able to slow their progression. So we know that, you know, through exercising your brain and things like that, there are ways you can reduce the onset of some of these disorders. And so we're hoping we take the therapies that have already been shown to work and we add our technology to that to try to slow that down even to a greater extent. So I don't see us solving that problem. I think that's a much more complicated and a much more difficult problem. But I'm not as enthusiastic about us being able to solve that in the next 20 years, but I think we could extend the quality of life for patients who are suffering from those disorders.
Oh, terrific. What about, there's something as somebody was explaining to me that you're working on called visible speech. Explain your visible speech project. What does that mean?
Okay, so if you have some sort of brain damage, whether that's a traumatic brain injury from getting hit in the head from playing football, or if you were in Iraq and you were near an IED, or you had a stroke, what can happen is you can lose control of your tongue. Just like if you have a stroke and you lose control of your arm, you can actually lose control of the muscles that control your tongue. And also you can't, sometimes you lose sensation, so you can't actually feel where your tongue is in your mouth. And so patients that have this disorder, which is called dysarthria, are unable to produce speech. They can't talk. They can understand speech and they can hear it just fine, but they can't produce it. So we've developed a system where we put a set of sensors on the tongue, and then we project a picture or an animation of their tongue, an avatar or a 3D frame model like you see in the movies, on a screen for them to see their own tongue. And inside that tongue is a position inside of a 3D head model, and if they turn their head and move their tongue, they can actually see where their tongue is in space. And then the therapist can work with them to position their tongue correctly to make sounds, to make speech sounds. And so it's a way to provide visual feedback for patients who are struggling and trying to recover from speech therapy.
Wow, very, very cool. Are you finding that, obviously the word is starting to spread. Are you seeing that more people are becoming aware of the research that you're doing and how far you're really trying to push this and the results you're seeing and ultimately, you know, what the goals are? In other words, are you starting to get recognized? Is the program really being recognized for what you're doing?
So I think in the scientific world, people recognize the power of what we're doing. And if you watch TV, you'll see commercials like, Posit Science, and there's other companies with brain training, sorts of things. And those are mental exercises that probably use some of the same parameters that we're using to improve cognitive function. But we're basically putting that whole system on steroids with our therapy. And the clinicians recognize that the potential there, because currently if you have a stroke or some other neurological disorder, there's not a lot they can do for you. Doctors will put you on medications to treat the phantom limb pain or the chronic pain or whatever it might be, but they know they really can't cure you. So this is the first time in history, we believe, where there's an opportunity to actually cure neurological conditions by reorganizing the brain. And the way one of my colleagues describes it, it's sort of like the development of the vaccine, where before the vaccine, you would get some virus or bacterial infection, and it would basically kill you. because your body didn't have the ability to fight it off. But if you were exposed to it with the polio vaccine or one of these other vaccines, your body develops an immunity. And this is called a plastic system. The immune system adapts. And in the same way, we've developed a technology that basically allows you to adapt and allows your brain to adapt to these neurologic conditions. And so we view it in that same light, that it's similar to the revolution that occurred with the development of vaccines.
Wow. All right, we're speaking with Dr. Reniker, and we're talking about the brain is so important. You know, we just saw this in the NFL. They had a big settlement because of the amount of hits players were taking and some of the diseases that they were developing, like ALS, Parkinson's, and whatnot. There still is, or certainly was, and you're right in the middle of this, very little that we knew about the brain. Do you think that's true? Like, especially when it comes to athletics, I guess this is a different kind of discussion, but people either chose to ignore it or didn't realize what was happening. But now, is this just an awesome thing that people are focusing on the importance of the brain and the things that happen to the brain?
Yeah, well, so part of the reason that there hasn't been a great focus is by the time you see the onset of dementia or Alzheimer's, there's a large portion of the brain that's actually been damaged. And so you can actually sustain a lot of damage to your brain, and your brain is designed to adapt and reorganize. And so you may not see deficits. So I know when my grandmother, she had Alzheimer's and she passed away from it. But during the process, we could see her slowly cognitively declining, but it didn't occur until she was about 82. But I guarantee you, if I had the technology at the time and we were able to image her brain, I could have told you probably 5 or 10 years before that she had some sort of dementia or Alzheimer's just because of the structure of her brain was changing. But it was able to adapt. And now we're starting to realize, same with these players and a lot of these kids that are in these very aggressive sports, that hitting your head multiple times is probably a bad thing. And we're not sure why. So there are studies that have instrumented football players and looked at the amount of force that's been imparted on their heads. And it doesn't seem to be correlated with whether you had a concussion or not. There seems to be something else, and we just don't understand it. And part of the reason is the brain's just so complex. So you have a billion neurons, and you have 100 trillion connections between those neurons. And it's those connections that really determine how the brain functions. And so it's a very, very complex thing. And we're at the infancy of understanding how the brain functions. We know where functions are. We have some ideas of gross functions, but we really do not understand it at all.
Do you foresee, Dr. Reniker, a time where, I mean, wouldn't this be wild, where people would actually go and occasionally get a photograph of their brain? Go get like a brain checkup. I know that's probably way down the road, but it's kind of like getting a full-on checkup of a different sort when you go to the Mayo Clinic or wherever and they look at all parts of your body. But do you foresee that maybe there'll be a time where we actually have a brain checkup, almost like eye checkups and whatnot?
I know Obama's initiative, that they're talking about trying to do something like that, and I don't know what kind of information you would actually get from that, but I can tell you what we're doing, and in part with some football teams, we're developing a neurotriage system. Basically, it's a device you wear, and it does a series of tests that examine your neurological function. And it gives us sort of a snapshot of how your brain's functioning. And the idea is we do this test before you go out on the football field or whatever sport you're playing. And then if you sustain a hit of some kind, we can pull you over, do the test real quick, and get a sense for the neurological status of the patient. And then the idea is we probably can't prevent these, NFL players are going to bang their heads against each other. You're not going to stop that, but you may be able to stop the damage by saying, okay, well, you had this kind of hit. You need to come out of the game for a day or a week and give your brain a chance to recover before you get back in. So I don't. The brain is so complex, I don't see a day you're going to image every synapse and every connection, but I do see a day where we're going to be able to assess neurological function in a much more tightly controlled manner that is going to provide us a way to help prevent further damage.
Very, very cool. Dr. Robert Reniker, thanks so much. Doing some wild research at the Texas Biomedical Device Center at UTD. Thanks, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You was manifested in the name. developing a wound, born out of a moon belly, first day of doom, crying out like you wanna be put back in there, maybe later in the incubator for more care.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
For this hour of America Tonight, dumb things I shouldn't have done. But first, a big warm welcome to WRIK, 7:50 a.m. in Paducah, Kentucky. Woohoo! They just started airing America Tonight. I've said this before, we have some great affiliates that have been through us with thick and thin, meaning, you know, the broadcast business is shrinking. But we have terrific affiliates. I'm excited about Paducah. I have been to Paducah, Kentucky. I went to school in Ohio University, and I actually know some people from there, and we've traveled through there. I mentioned this before, but Paducah has these cool murals on these flood walls that they have, and it tells the story of the town, and it's a quaint town. They have a quilting, I don't know if I want to call it a museum, but an incredible quilting exhibit. Maybe it is a museum. And it's a cool, cool, cool town. And it's a town that I've been through and been in many times in my life, but especially during those Ohio University days and spending time in and around, you know, Kentucky. So thanks to Phil Reeder and the people there at 7:50 a.m. in Paducah, Kentucky. If you're listening to me in Paducah, shout out at 855-266-5283 or send us a note, americatonight.net. NFL season kicks off officially with a Thursday night game, and it was all Peyton Manning. It really was. The Broncos thrashed the Super Bowl champs, the Ravens, and so all the talk about, ooh, concussions. You know, we were just talking about head traumas with Dr. Reniker there, and Peyton Manning certainly has been through his share of that. So a lot of people thought that he was perhaps done, and that was the parting of the ways with the Colts. He ends up with the Broncos, and this year could be the year for Peyton Manning. He certainly looked like it in this first game, throwing the deep balls and hitting a new teammate, Wes Welker, just good stuff all the way around, and he really spread the ball around. The final score was 49-27. So this is the beginning of the NFL. And a quick reminder that as much as we rant and rave about Syria and the nonsense happening in and out of Washington, or what isn't happening, because they're not even going to pass 20 new laws this year, and how it affects you in your backyards, and also what does affect you, all that kind of stuff, and some of the great interviews we have. We do take a break and have a little fun. Your chance to win some swag from America tonight when we do nail the score on Wednesday into Thursday. It's in our third hour for three segments. So a reminder, even if you have one eye open but you can form a sentence, it's so fun. It's like picking lottery numbers. The computer randomly picks the game of the week, and you just have to say what team you think is going to win and what the score is going to be. And you don't have to be a statistician. You just come up with some kind of scoring guess, and you could be a winner. Dave in Vermont was a winner last time out. Chris in Connecticut. Shocking, because I've done this for a while. I have so much fun with it that I haven't had winners. But here on America Tonight, over the past 5 years, I've had two winners. So how about that? Pretty big. All right, time for Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. All right, Joe in Illinois says, Kate, I can't believe I'm actually sending this to you. In fact, I will confess I have been a listener of yours for a long time, but I've never sent an email or I've never called. But anyway, dumb things. Throw this one into the heat for me, will you? So I was fixing the plumbing in the kitchen. You know where I'm going with this, don't you? I took off my wedding ring. I put it on the side of the sink. It fell in. I don't know where it fell. I'm taking apart everything. I know a lot about plumbing, but I cannot find this wedding ring. And my poor wife, I don't even know how to tell her. I put a Band-Aid around my finger so that she wouldn't really notice about the ring. And, of course, she noticed, and I said I just cut myself and I'd put the ring aside. But I don't think that's going to work for much longer. It's been a few days. Any advice? Oh, well, this isn't Dear Abby. You just got to man up. You're just going to have to say, you're not going to believe what a dumb thing I did. Here I was messing around with the plumbing, and instead of putting my ring someplace else, you know, when you're jarring things around, you don't think about it. And somehow it flew out somewhere, and I don't know, it could be under the sink and the floorboards. Who knows where it is? I actually lost an engagement ring, and so I can relate if you want to feel better about that. I was at a spring training game. I was covering spring training of Major League Baseball team, the Rangers, and the ring was a little bit too big. So I didn't really think anything about it, but the ring got lost. I have no idea. It's buried in the sands somewhere in Fort Myers, I have a feeling. I don't know. It was because it was there. It's probably the complex was maybe, I want to say it was the Red Sox at the time, the Red Sox facility. It was like a mile from the beach or something, but it slipped off my finger. So I understand. That's a rough call to make. You know that ring? I'm glad it was insured, because I don't know where the ring is. A lot of people lose their... I bet people listening to this, how many men out there listening have lost wedding rings? I bet there's plenty of you that have lost wedding rings. And usually it's something stupid. You know, you took it off, you can't misplace it, or you were doing something and you took the ring off and put it down somewhere, doing something athletic, and then that was it. You couldn't find it, you couldn't find it any longer. All right, we got another one. And this one comes to us from Bob, who's listening to us in Florida. How about that? And Bob says, Kate, dumb things I shouldn't have done, fun new segment. I'll tell you what I did. I went out, and I was out in the Gulf, and I was in a small skiff. Thought I had plenty of gas, and guess what? I ran out. I was fishing, dropping some lines, having a good time. I broke my rules. Usually I'm with one of my buddies or my son, but I went by myself, and then I had no gas. I ran out of gas because I didn't calculate correctly. So let's just say it was really hellacious for me to get back in, and kind of scary in the end. It's a little bit dark. I was a little bit weary. I did make it back, but it took me a long time because I drifted way out, and I was lucky to find myself getting into a position where I could actually step back on land. Wow. So that sounds like you were way, way, way out there, way past the rock piles. And it's easy to do, you know, sometimes... that happens to people. That's why you really, it's better to have two people if you're going out in the deeper waters. But however far out he was, you start to lose that horizon, and then you have no gas. Ooh, that's tricky. Then you're what? You have one paddle, or you have two paddles if you're lucky, and you're paddling in. Oh, that's bad. That's rough. And that's why they say that. That's like even with snorkeling now with these shark attacks and Hawaii and in Florida, even they've had some problems, that it's always better if you're with somebody else. But the same thing for boating, because you never know what can happen. And plenty of people go out in boats by themselves and go crabbing or fishing or, you know, whatever, and you're probably laughing at that. But it's so much better if you have someone with you. So that's more than a dumb thing. That's a scary thing, to be out there and run out of gas. You got to really and usually people take, which I'm surprised, I don't know, he didn't explain that. But usually they take, depending on the boat, he described it as a skiff, but they would have a can of gasoline. You'd have another, you know, plastic thing of gas that you could use, but he must not have had that. Or maybe that went dry and he didn't, that was it for the gas. He didn't have any gas. He's having such a good old time, he didn't even realize how much gasoline that he used. All right, if you have a dumb thing you shouldn't have done, please send it to me at americatonight.net. At the end of the month, we pick the best one, and woohoo, you win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his work on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.